tune.
Everybody needs a little time away, I heard her say, from each other.
The music winds down. Hollis turns back to his telephone console and hits the next blinking light, which turns out to be a different sort of love light altogether.
This is Kenny. And I'm over at Vivian's house just now. She's made me a real nice dinner, and she's a special lady. And we're going to have a romantic evening. I don't know, whatever you want to pick for us.
I'm his girl, Vivian interjects. I'm blonde and long-legged.
She's got a bottle of wine she's opening up right now, Kenny reports.
No,
says Hollis.
Get off the phone and start your lovin'.
Hey, Glenn, Vivian says. You know, the only time that I cook is to seduce somebody.
Ooh, says Glenn.
Jesus.
He puts on Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On. Subtlety would be lost on these two.
More than 100 people call every weeknight between 7 p.m. and midnight to talk with Hollis. He answers and records the calls himself. Of course he does. Although fewer than half get on the air, Kenny and Viv are about as rowdy as it gets. The perfect caller is sober and happily married. Dedications from grandma or the pet parakeet are not encouraged, nor are songs for illicit lovers or teenagers sneaking around their parents. Mm. Someone calls and they're 17 and they want to put them on asking Mariah, will you marry me? And I say, no way.
That's one of the few pieces of advice I give. Don't get married before it's time. I'm Glenn Hollis.
So, I mean, it goes on and on. And then
it's just this, it's such crap. I mean, it really, I mean, not necessarily, you know, whatever you think about a show like this. What I'm talking about is this article is just, the guy is in his bung.
And, obviously. Let me see. The last part is, let me see. Hollis takes it in stride. Christmas music is okay with him. Well, he's reading one of his cards down to a listener. Life is about love. Mm-hmm. The night begins. Hi.
Hi. This is Glenn.
This is Suzanne from my husband, Jack. And I want to tell him I love him. I'd like you to play something by Mannheim Steamroller. Jeff, whose daughter Emily is going in for surgery, mentions the Peter, Paul, and Mary song. A very somber youth asks for the Chipmunk song. And Tom, who says he's a firefighter in Alexandria, requests Silent Night, dedicated, he says, to all the people who lost their lives.
Hollis hangs up after that one and wrinkles his nose. Cutely wrinkles his nose. He doesn't like it too heavy. For all the dead people, I didn't hear the sincerity. Tom doesn't get on the air.
Oh,
Hollis makes the call. This is Glenn Hollis on 97.1 Wash FM. Hey, listen, I know that 9/11 was a tragedy, but man, you're slowing me down with all these requests and dedications for the dead firefighters and the dead cops. I'm looking for the real syrupy ones, the real ones with heartfelt emotion, so I can exploit the people that died on my fabulous Glenn Hollis show.
And Mike, we also have here some from the Soft Rock 97.1 website.
Yes.
Got the Glenn Hollis bio.
Oh, good.
Birthday, April 15th.
No, it's tax day.
Tax day, and that's what it says in large, in caps with the exclamation points. Marital status, married with two kids. Hobbies.
Oh, no.
You know.
Just go ahead. I want to hear.
I collect anything pig.
Oh, my God.
I have many pig figurines.
That's great.
My favorite pig is made of pewter.
He's married with two kids. This isn't a beard situation. Somebody better do some blood checks.
Favorite color?
Hunter green.
Favorite film?
Babe.
Pig movie.
Oh, my God. Makes my eyes tear. I love it when the pig gets found.
Favorite TV show? That's Cross here.
Andy Griffith? X-Files.
Yeah, see?
One has good morals. The other scares the heck out of me. Glenn Hollis.
At least he wasn't totally BSing, you know.
When Harry Met Sally. Favorite actress?
Sandra Bullock. She sure is adorable.
Oh, so he's a dumbass, too.
Favorite place on earth?
At my wife's arms.
Oh, God.
Secret fantasy?
to be president for a day. I would declare a day for poetry, peace, and love.
Paging President Hollis. Paging President Hollis.
Finally, favorite book? Mm-hmm. I guess you not.
The Bible.
There it is.
Of course.
Glenn Hollis.
Glenn Hollis. My God.
Now, how much of that bio is sincere, we will never really know.
No.
I think the X-Files part is.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do the one where the eyeballs get eaten out.
God damn. And I do believe the part in the article about where at the very beginning was like, hold on.
The dead people dedications are...
And this is a quote from him.
Yeah. The dead people dedications are coming fast and furious. I have to weed them out. Too many calls for firefighters. Too many calls for cops.
God.
Jesus.
A sensitive man.
Jesus Christ.
Hollis got his first break in the business in 11th grade when his pastor asked him to take over a 15-minute Christian rock show.
So that's how it started. There you go.
Hollis.
Glenn Hollis. Turned out to be quite good as a love DJ. He always sounded empathetic and helpful. This is Glenn Hollis on 97.1 Wash FM. Hey, I'm getting too many cops and too many firefighters and other people who were killed at the Pentagon tonight. I'm going to talk about an effing dog dying? Hey, come on. Can we get a little more sincere, people? Hey, where's my pig? Oh, I'm sitting on one. My favorite pig? That'd be my wife. Hey, where's my copy of the Bible anyway?
Hey, you know that Double O made it into this article?
Oh, yeah, read the part about Lou. I forgot to read that part.
When Hollis arrives at the studio, the switchboard's already lighted up with excited callers. They all seem to know what they should ask, only for Christmas songs. Lou Katz, the handsomely graying afternoon man for one.
Oh, yeah.
Hands over the Yuleside studio with a wave of relief. And at least with Double O, here's a good quote from Lou.
Yeah.
We like Lou. I think I'll go home and drink a bottle of Prozac.
Lou Katz, the only guy honest in the entire article.
This is Glenn Hollis.
Hi there.
I'm here to exploit your love life, but please, no more cops and no more firefighters, please. Come on now, you're breaking me up here.
What does it say exactly? I'm going to get the exact quote again from him right at the end.
Too many dead people dedications tonight, folks. Let me go to another one of my pre-written index cards to tell you how sensitive I am, Glenn Hollis. Love will find a way. Here on Wash FM. I'm Glenn Hollis.
Well, you know, here we are.
Yeah.
Making people laugh every day.
That's right.
And this effer's in the Washington Post.
Yeah. And I'll tell you something right now. Who's the author here? Something Allen? Rodney Allen Riffey? What's the guy's name that wrote the article?
Allen Anus?
I mean, Allen Anus has has taken up residence.
Yeah, right.
Arthur Allen. Arthur Allen has taken up residence in the handsomely graying Luke.
Absolutely. Well,
Jesus.
Let me just say, if it's phony radio you crave,
there.
You have come to the right place,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, because I'm here to tell you we're going to work out the technical details in a moment in our next break, but I'm proud to tell you that after a five-year hiatus,
oh, no.
Today, the return of Pete Moss and Less Humid.
Pete Moss and Less Humid will blow Glenn Hollis out of the water.
Pete Moss and Less Humid call the world right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Living in the violent world of Sam Huff, Don Geronimo, and Mike O'Mara.
Listen, on tomorrow's show, we're going to get back to re-rating the women.
All right.
I promise. And also, we've not yet heard the tapes of very retarded-sounding Brian Wilson.
Yeah.
New retarded-sounding tapes of Brian Wilson. And along with that, what's the other CD? Oh, the CD of people who think they've written...
poetry that can be turned into hit records.
Very good.
And you pay like $300 and you send it to a company, and the company sends you back a record with your bad poetry on it.
Very exciting.
Yeah, and we've got a CD full of those for tomorrow. Now, one of our favorite things to do that we've not been able to do for years, because frankly, up until last week, we didn't have a harmonizer back in the studio, is the Pete Moss and Les Humid show.
Right. I've only heard about this. You guys have talked about it before, but in the 10 years we've worked together here, you never had the equipment, so you could never do it upright.
Well, it's kind of like way out there, and it's kind of like Mike Oxbig and Mike Latouris.
But much more fun with the harmonizer, because what Pete Moss and Les Humid, they are two aging disc jockeys that have been at it a little too long, and they really are completely out of touch with today's society.
They're based, at the time we started doing the bit, they're based on Hardin and Weaver on WMAL.
Uh-huh. Yes, and a little bit of Charlie and Harrigan.
So let's, Robbie, get it going here.
All right. Now, this is going to be
let's see what happens.
Now, this is simply...
In the old days, we used to have always this little glitch with it, where it just wasn't...
No, all we're going to do is make sure that it needs to be a little higher, right, Mike? Yeah, it has to be a little... Yes, hello, my goodness, it has to be a little higher. Yeah. Hey, now, that's not bad, though. Hi, maybe a little higher than that, Rob. I'm Les Humid. Hey, this is Pete Moss, and I'm Les Humid. Good afternoon. See why it's funny? I think it's, it's getting close. Let me hear you. Hey, it's Pete Moss and Les Humid on a good-looking Monday get-together, everybody. Rob, maybe just a little faster. Let me tell you something. I've just completed my 15th colonoscopy, and I'd like to urge all men in our listening audience to have your colon checked. It's very important. Hey, it's the Two for the Road show. Good afternoon, everybody. Happy Monday. Only 4 days till the weekend. Here's the great Negro painter Sammy Davis Jr.
All right, everybody, gather around. The
handstand
is here.
Oh, he's fantastic. And he's so well-spoken.
Come drop anything you want. You've come to the right man, because I'm the candy
hey,
man.
This isn't about drugs.
Who can take a sunrise?
It's a beautiful day on the Pete Moss. Less human get-together. Is this what you want? Because we could try. We could try to make it a little higher.
Or it
does need to be a little higher.
A little higher. Just a little higher.
If there's a little delay on it that I'm finding difficult.
Just a little.
If Rob can eliminate that. There was a little bit of delay on the Hardin and Weaver show. Are you enjoying playing with it, too?
Yes, I am.
Go over and do your job.
Okay.
WMAL. I'm Pete Moss, and I'm Les Humid, and we're chowing down at the crack of dawn.
I'm coming home, I've done that.
Sorry, that was blue. See, that's not what Pete Moss or Les
Humid. I had the response, so here we go.
WMAO, hi, this is Pete Moss, and I'm Les Humid, and we're chowing down at the crack of dawn. No, just say you're chowing down.
Okay.
And I'm going to remind you of one of our favorite parts of this.
Very good.
WMAL, hi, this is Pete Moss. And I'm Les Humid. And we're chowing down on some 5-alarm chili.
I'm coming home, I've done the time.
Better than a spastic Coleman.
Now I've got to know what
I think that's about it, Rob. I think that's pretty close.
I believe Rob has dialed it right in there.
We're at 90%. We could go up to 100. No. Leave it right here. This is good. For the less Pete Moss, Les Humid. I'm Pete Moss.
And I'm Les Humid. And let me tell you something. It's always fun to get together with our listening audience on a beautiful, beautiful Monday here in our nation's capital.
And now part of our rap is that we don't do the blue stuff. We don't do the underpants humor. We don't do the scatological humor. That's got no place on today's modern AM radio.
That's right.
You're absolutely right, Pete. A long time ago, you and I said to each other, that's garbage. And that's not the kind of garbage we're going to do on the Pete Moss Less Humid show. We're going to talk about wholesome things and hopefully entertain you with a laugh or a song.
It's 17 minutes before the hour. This is Pete Moss.
And I'm Les Humid. Here are the stories that we can choose from today to do the bit. I thought you were going to say, here are the stories we're following today. We have the luxury dog hotel. Ah, that's a wonderful, wonderful story. You know, some of those dogs are treated better than people. We have the everyday Olympics. The Olympics, that's fair. You know, everybody's talking about all the stuff out there in Salt Lake City. Yes. You know, we do have a story with Dr. James Capers. It might be funny to see if he would go on with Pete and Les. Let's see if he'd recognize us.
I bet he wouldn't.
No. Yeah, no, he's a,
see if he's there.
He's an ass. Oh, he's wacky.
Just try him.
Now, when we're doing this, can we be ourselves until we actually get him on the line so we can say things like toodaloo ass? Well, Mike, while we're waiting, let's take a call from one of the guys we're going to be bowling against tonight.
Oh, that means we have to go right back into being Pete Moss and Les Human.
Here's Terry. No, we can be ourselves. Okay, very good. Hey, Terry.
Hey, guys. Y'all excited about tonight?
Oh, coming down to bowl with all you homos? How's it sound? Does it sound, do our voices sound nice and low over the phone, Terry?
Yeah, they sound pretty low.
Terry, you fag.
I haven't been listening to the show, so I don't know what kind of bit y'all are doing. But
we're doing a little bit we haven't done for over 10 years, Pete Moss and Les Human. But let me just say that to all the gays, everybody, hi, this is Pete Moss, and I'm Les Human. And I'd like to say hi to all the sinners in our audience.
Yeah, well, the sinners would like to say hello back.
I remember reading in the Bible, I believe in Psalm 43A. God hates fags.
Well, you know, I think that was right next to the spot where it says that the lottery is possible to win. So.
It's Glenn. Is it Glenn or Terry?
Terry,
it's so nice to have you on this show. Can I ask you something? And this is Les Human talking. Talking one-on-one to you, Terry.
Just one-on-one, right?
Terry, let me ask you something. After we got done, after we get done bowling this evening, have you thought about maybe having a chat with your pastor?
What about
your lifestyle, son?
Just in general terms.
Are you? You know, if he's a Catholic, there's a chance that that's how he got started down this whole path. Was there a wayward priest in your past, Terry?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I grew up in the South, and the Catholics were pretty scarce down there.
So was a Baptist. Yeah, the Baptist with a bad touch.
I was a Presbyterian. We didn't touch each other.
Did a Presbyterian preacher ever offer you a Snickers bar for sex? Do you like these voices, Terry?
That's fantastic.
We could
y'all are going to be talking in these voices tonight.
We could do 4 hours standing on our heads. Although, as we discovered, it would drive our listeners crazy.
Right.
We could do it, though.
People can listen to G. Gordon Liddy for 3 hours, they can listen to you.
Let me just say, there's a great American. I don't know what those kookalas at 106 were thinking.
He's a hero.
When they canceled him. He's a hero. They canceled his show. I want to tell you, they put on these two potty mouths, and get this, last week, these guys, and please don't be offended, ladies and gentlemen, when I tell you that they had people eating, eating snot. Mucus. Eating
mucus.
Peter, we're talking about mucus.
Sorry, Lester.
They were eating their own mucus. And if you think that's funny and if you think that's entertaining, I tell you, you're not the kind of person that's going to come to the Les Human household. And I think all of you, you homosexuals that listen to the show and enjoy it, I really hope you enjoy G. Gordon Liddy because he has some good things to say. So turn it up down at your temple of sin. Hold on there, Terry. Rob, did you call Dr. Capers? Always an adventure with the good doctor. Is he ready to go on the air with us?
He was all booked up till next Thursday until I said we were syndicated.
Very good.
And I also said that we were friends with another Westwood show, the Don and Mike show.
Oh,
and he said, based on that, hook it up, honey.
I got the impression that Rob would stay on microphone for like 15 hours if we let him right now.
I like this. Not like you guys.
Get off the microphone, Rob.
All right, but he's expecting your call.
Terry, we'll see you tonight.
I look forward to it.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye, guys.
So long, sinner. Bye, faggot. No, Peter, you got all hot and bothered, didn't you? Bye, fucking sea sucker. Now that's not appropriate. Hey, effer. We're going to have some big fun at Club Wet. Toodaloo, queer. Why do they call it Club Wet? I think because when men go in, they get wet. The wet stuff comes out of their wet things. That's fantastic. asshole. Listen, here's the deal. I'm Pete Moss, and I'm Les Human. We have to do a break first?
We should.
But here's the setup now. Listen to this. On our People Around the World, People Less Call the World, here's the segment. A guy from San Diego named Dr. James Capers.
Yeah.
He claims that Princess Diana is alive and living in Austria.
Oh, that's amazing.
Dr. Capers claims that inside sources at an unnamed cloning company replicated Princess Di in 1998. That doesn't surprise me. You know, there are lots of controversies around. So what we're going to do is give him a call now. It's important that he doesn't know it's us. I understand. I think it's all about content and the way we play this.
That's
with
right.
Dr. Capers, who I think might also be gay.
Faggot.
Yes. Deal? I'm remembering now that when we were Pete Moss and Les Human before, we didn't have we had a lot of pesky restrictions on the content of this show. We couldn't say stuff like that, like taking up the A.
Yeah,
that was impossible. So have a nice Dirty Sanchez, you queer. Enjoy the day, queer babe. Okay, so when we come back, I'm Pete Moss.
I'm Les Human.
Here on your local AM station. Don't forget, for all our listeners, there's a free Alzheimer's screening down at the local drugstore. Hey, don't forget your appointment. We will be right back, okay? What is, some type of rejoiner
yes,
here. Some type of what?
This is the Don and Mike.
Hey,
flop the nut straight.
Motherfucker! You blew your nut! Motherfucker! That is it!
That's it? What the fuck are you talking about? That's it? Take it back, Dad!
Yes! No more! No! Not tonight! This son of a bitch all night, he tick, tick, tick! He trapped me!
Well, are you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Нет! Нет!
He beats me. Straight up. Pay that man his money.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, baby. There we go.
God damn. Mike Show.
Yes, I'm called for it. We found a problem. As you call Dr. Capers, we found a tape of two of the disc jockeys that we're basing this on. These are the guys who we took over for on the Morning Zoo show, Two Fine Talents, 17 years ago. Charlie and Harrigan, really, really talented fellows. Here they are now.
But we're about your same age. I'm 47. I think Charlie is 50. And they've hired us to do a job here to turn this around and get the adults. And by the way, the rating show that we really did a... We're doing a super job of it. But we saw this. We saw this HOV. I never liked it to begin with. And I think the whole Virginia thing is ludicrous. You can't have a radar detector. You know, has no one ever fought that?
Oh, there's some great radio. They were fantastic. Lying about their age, of course. I mean, if he's 47, I'm 65. Here we go, Rob.
Pete and Les. Pete and Les.
Yes. I've got our theme music ready.
And if you hang on 1 second, the next voices you hear will be theirs. Hang on for me, sir.
Here we go.
Okay, you ready now?
I'm ready, Peter. Come on, Lester, let's do this straight. Rock and roll. And... go for it.
Well, it's the top of the hour, everybody.
And that means we just heard our news headlines. Good afternoon, this is Pete Moss, and I'm Les Human, and as usual, it's time to talk to another fabulous newsmaker on the Pete and Les get-together. Two for the Road Show on this good-looking Monday, 2 days till hump day, 4 days till your weekend, it's 1 minute past the hour. If you got to be somewhere in an hour, you've got 59 minutes to get there, Pachango, and as we always say, I'm a Pete Moss, Les Human get-together, be happy, make somebody else.
Don't forget, we're going to be talking about that Big Five alarm chili cook-off, our annual chili cook-off. All the details coming up this hour, the P-Boss Les Hewlett Show. This year, we're calling it the Cumin-tacular. Should be a lot of fun. Joining us now, oh, this is kind of a crazy one. This is from our Way Out There file. Now, you guys, you read this, you believe this, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
It's just the story about Princess Di. Now, I, like everyone, I tell you, I'm not ashamed to tell you, I shed a tear when I hear Elton John, who is a gay, when I hear him sing the Candle in the Wind song. Well, I know you do, Peter, and I'll tell you that I watched all of the very, very serious funeral coverage as the good lady was dragged through the streets. I don't mean dragged through the streets, but pulled through the streets in the back of the hearse. It was a mighty emotional moment for the rest of the guy. I blame the paparazzi. I do. But that, of course, that's me. Joining us now from San Diego, there's sharks, or what they are, is I don't know if he's a medical doctor, or if he's a head doctor, he's a seer of some kind. Here is Dr. James Capers. Hello, doctor.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show, Mighty One.
Thank you. Actually, it's Mighty Two. I'm Pete Moss, and I'm Les Human. Doctor, it's good to have you on the show.
Well, thank both of you, Mighty Ones.
And you call us Dr. Mighty Ones. Is there any particular reason for that?
Yes, because immediately when I come into your presence, I feel power.
Wow, that's good news. Now, I understand, Dr. Capers, that you claim that Lady Diana, Lady Di, the first lady of England, England's rose, if you will, that she was cloned, much like that sheep was.
Yes, you're absolutely correct. A tissue sample was stolen about 3 years ago, 3 to 4 years ago. The tissue sample was purchased for the amount of $80,000, as insiders have stated, and that a clone of Princess Diana was manufactured off the coast seas China Southeast.
Roger, can I interrupt you there just a second here? You're saying she was cloned. Are you saying that this is a new super cloned Diana that we're talking about? Or are we talking about the fact that the Lady Di herself never died?
Yeah, we're saying that the Lady Di herself has expired. Mm-hmm. However, through her DNA structure,
they've made another one.
Scientists have reconstructed Princess Diana's DNA and formulated a female child
about
3 or 4 years old.
Listen, whether you're pro-abortion or anti-abortion, man, you'll be wanting to listen to Abortion in My Lifetime, the program starring the lovely Lisa Herndon. That follows this show. Today, on many of these Westwood One stations, I'm a Pete Ball, and I'm Les Human. Lisa's topic. Lisa's topic. I have a polyp is what you have. Tell the truth. I've got something in my throat, my apology. It's a polyp. And also, let me get in this program reminder. Marijuana, should it be legalized or not? Joe Ardinger will tackle that topic tonight on Ardinger All Night Long here on the Westwood One Radio Network. Hi, everybody. I'm Pete Moss. And I'm Les Human. Those are two fantastic programs. And, of course, Monday night is Should I Night on the Westwood Network. So Lisa's topic will be Should I Keep It? And Joe's, of course, should I or not, I smoke it. It's 5 minutes past the hour, bing bong. Five past the hour, 2 on the east, it's 11:05. If you're on the west coast, in between, look at your own watch. Wow! We're joined by Dr. James Capers. Now listen, James, if we could talk to you for a second about something unrelated to Lady Di.
Of course.
There are two young broadcasters who work out of the same building we do. They don't do our kind of show. They do a different show. They call it trailblazing. We call it filthy. Now, Doctor, these gentlemen are named Donald and Michael, Don and Mike, and they've done a show, and
frankly, when they heard that we were going to call you, when our producer called you, their producer came down the hall, obscenity after obscenity, say you're stealing our bit, you're stealing our bit. I don't understand that. Have you ever been on, let me ask you first, have you ever been on that filth show?
Well, I want you to know that I dated Don personally for 2 years. He was my sexual lover.
He was.
And Mike joined us in the triage one time.
Yeah, man, let me just say right here. That's not, I know it might be funny to you, Doctor, that's but not, that's not kind of blue talk that we don't encourage here on the Beat Moss list.
That's exactly what
we don't like about their show. I think it's disgusting. You were talking, alluding to some sort of homosexual activity. And
we just got together and blew up blues and threw them at traffic.
Here's the thing, Doc. I think we got a real fruitcake. There's no wonder that he's been on that show with those potty mouths. I want to say that that's not the kind of radio we do, and if you're associated with that show in any way, perhaps we should simply part as friends.
Have to part as friends because I love Don and Mike. They're my heroes.
Well, I'm sorry, Dad. This interview cannot continue. No, we find them to be inscrutable. And furthermore, we've been in contact with the powers at Westwood One. Yeah, to have that show replaced.
Well, I have something to tell you.
Yes.
Insiders tell me that Don and Mike are not only going to be fantastic and go forward, but my sources tell me that HBO is going to be doing a special on them.
Well, if that's going to happen, I tell you, the world has just opened up a big crack in the Earth's surface and it's going to swallow us all up. Because that show is the kind of filth, the kind of garbage that I think if people like it, there's something wrong with them. I mean, psychologically wrong with them. That's why we don't have the cable in the Pete Moss family home. I'll tell you the channels I get in my home.
Okay.
4, 5, 7, 9. And frankly, the 5... The Fox? Yeah. I can do without that. That's pretty blue stuff. I don't need the nasty cartoon. I watched, it's funny you bring that up, Pete. I watched a program the other evening, and let me tell you something. I watched the kind of filth that I can't believe it's on network television. Well, they call themselves a network. It was this show, Boofy the Vampire Slayer. And
yeah.
I want to tell you something. I was almost sick to my stomach when I got done watching that show. It's a young girl, she appears to be in middle school, chasing around these monsters, very scantily clad. Please, if you're making a note, avoid it. Boofy.
Yeah, you're right, she's anal retentive.
We don't need that kind of talk, Doctor.
Vampire Slayer, yeah, I don't like her.
Doctor,
she can't slay me.
In fact, are you one of these carnies, or do you have proof that Lady Di has been cloned? If that's the answer, 9 minutes past the hour, 51 minutes before the hour, this is Pete Moss. I'm assuming we're talking with Dr. James Capers. Wow. Hello?
Yes.
Are you, in fact, a carny, or are you on the level?
I am 100% on the level. Matter of fact, gentlemen, I personally flew to Hong Kong to break the first story, and recently I just returned from Beijing, China on the second story.
Do you worship the devil?
Of course not.
Do you believe in God?
Of course I do.
Are you a Republican?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Do you believe that God hates the gay man?
Well, I believe that God hates all kind of sin.
And for years, don't do that. It's a sin.
Yes, it is. Don't touch it. Don't wash it.
Oh, hey, come on. Come on, pal. You know, you're sounding more and more like the filthy show that we really don't want to be aligned with. Less humans getting angry. I'm going to tell you that right now, Peter.
You know what I'm picking up?
What's that?
I'm picking up that both of you have some extraterrestrial genes, DNA in both of you.
Hey, now don't talk. I know what DNA is. DNA is sperm. Do you oppose the Chinese?
Well, no, I love the Chinese. I think they have wonderful silk. Who wouldn't want to wear China silk?
I certainly wouldn't. I think you'd be prancing around like some sort of queen. The Japanese. How do you feel about the Japanese?
Well, the Japanese are wonderful, but when you go to Japan and Tokyo, who wants to pay $150 for breakfast?
Hold it. What you just said. What's the problem, Les? The problem is, Peter, the problem that we've had on this show many times before when the doctor brought up the fact that the Japanese are wonderful. The Japanese weren't wonderful when I was on a troop ship heading to Tulagi, and then when I was at Guadalcanal firing my carbine at them. The Japanese weren't wonderful when I was in my foxhole. I'll tell you when they were wonderful, just because you were in the European theater.
Well, I guess we all have experienced some bad things, but I want you to know it's better than having Hitler DNA'd up and cloned, don't you think so?
Well, my friend Pete Moss right here fought Adolf Hitler. I fought him. I was there, sir. I was going into the bunker, right, as he was eating his cyanide with his evil whore girlfriend, Eva Braun. You got a certified war hero. I was there. I was there. I fought the Axis powers. Wow.
You actually fought Adolf Hitler. That's one thing.
Don't find his DNA
and clone the Hitler. We call him the short mustache.
I want to tell you something. You have two veterans here of many, 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 many of America's battles. And I know you're modest, Pete, but let me say one of those veterans who is a Silver Star winner right here for that time that you fell on that grenade.
Oh,
I'm so honored. You know, we got this chatty guy here. I don't think he appreciates the magnitude
As a matter of fact,
I want to tell you something right now. I think this guy, incidentally, Big Ball, it's 13 past the hour, and this is Pete Moss, and I'm less human. I think this guy is an out-and-out nut job. Wow. And I don't know who booked him on the show. Robert, did you book him, or, Robert, never mind. Just get him off my phone right now. I said, put him on hold. Get him off the phone. Excuse me, a slip of the tongue. I said, war horse. Then we can call him back in a minute and say that it's us. Yes, use our regular voices.
Pete and Les are very upset.
Thanks for fighting the war.
They feel
Thank you for fighting the war, Silver Star winner. In the European theater. Purple Heart winner. Amputee.
But thank you and good day to you.
You know, when I lost my entire right leg. But you know that I was there shoving it down that gook's throat as soon as he cut that leg off. I said, eat this. There you go. And I tell you, I still have my prosthesis, and it's still wooden. Made out of wood.
He didn't think it went badly at all.
Pine.
He thought it went well.
I have a pine leg.
Pine?
Yeah, my leg is made out of pine, Robert.
It's a soft wood.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to go to Buzz now, and we're going to come back. And then we're going to call Dr. Capers.
There you go. Okay.
Lisa will make the call this time. I've got a question, Peter.
Yeah, Les.
Can Pete and Les hang out during the news? Is that possible? And maybe comment on the issues of the day? Since we haven't done it in a while. I don't know if our listeners are for this or against this. That's the only way to find that out. Because, you know, this is like the bit that we did with Elvis, something that our audience unanimously hated, yet we loved doing. Well, if they don't like it, I can understand we'd have to move on to something else.
In a world where owning a radio
is
forbidden,
please.
One man found a way.
Wow.
Good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
As it's time for the news and comments, while we're getting the tease from Buzz, call us and tell us, well, first off, we will have to turn it off so we can call Dr. Capers as ourselves. This is true, and we're going to have to get the news from a man who's older than we are. But we need you to call us now on the instant the phone thing here and tell us if this is annoying the hell out of you. Yeah, let us know, please. I'll tell you, if you don't like it, I feel that I'm going to start to cramp up. All right, let's take a call. Hi, do you like? Should we continue this or stop this?
You need to stop it.
All right, see, I told you, my listeners, they feel very strongly about this. Okay, toodaloo ass. Hello, Donna Mike, turn down your radio, please, you dumbass.
Oh, come on, guys. Hey, please don't do it during the news. I look forward for the news.
I look forward for the news.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, toodaloo ass. I look forward for the news. Hello, Donna Mike.
Donna Mike.
Should we continue it or keep it going? Or stop it?
Oh, it's killing me.
It's killing you. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi, guys.
Hi, honey.
Please stop. It was fun for a while, but it's starting to get annoying.
Oh, you filthy sea. How dare you? How dare you? Is there not one vote of support for us out there? My God. Wow. Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah, guys, it's too much like lunchtime with Pazuzu.
Lunchtime with Pazuzu? What are you talking about?
From The Exorcist.
From The Exorcist. Oh, yeah. Your mother sold socks in hell. Yeah, okay. Way to go, dumbass. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello? Speak to us, but I think the masses are speaking. Shall we continue this?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
I'm not asking you, Rob. I'm asking the guy on the phone.
Hell yeah.
All right, now, why would that be?
The buzz, though.
Why would that be, sir?
Well, you know, it's entertaining. Mm. You guys are radio geniuses.
Thanks. Hi, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Don Mike. Keep doing this all week long. This is tight.
You're doing it all week long. Jesus Christ. Fantastic. Oh, you know, I think we're going to turn off, Mike.
I'm going to send you a carton of smokes because of this.
I think Rob turned off. Let's say goodbye now to Pete and Les. Bye.
Bye, Pete and Les.
Bye.
All right, there we go.
They'll come back another time.
Very good.
Very good. Another time. And plus, now we can call Dr. Capers.
Yeah.
And we can.
And I think we need to tweak up our little harmonizer.
We can call Dr. Capers and say, hey, we understand those two old farts called you up to be on their show.
Even though Dr. Capers knew it was us all the way along.
You think he did?
Oh, of course he did.
I think so.
I don't either.
He would have said something, I think, when we got him off the air.
You want to put some money on it?
There's no way to really prove it because Dr. Capers will never come clean.
I got $20. If we call him up and we say, we understand you were just on with Pete and Les, don't you think he'll say something like...
No. If we're proving the bet that way, he won't do that. But, I mean, he was, you know, he was already indicating that, you know, with the laughter and everything else that
but
he knew.
But that's just the way he is, though.
See, he also says he's not gay. So, you know, how do you know what to believe?
That's the queer duality.
Yeah, he knew something was going on.
I don't think he knew it was us. I'm willing to...
I don't know whether it's us. He knew something was going on. And I'm pretty sure he knew it was us.
Okay, do you want to bet on that?
How do we prove it?
We'll call him up right now.
You call him and say, did you know that was Don Mike? And he said, yes, I do.
I'll give you $20.
All right.
And if he says no, you give me $20.
I don't have $20. My wallet is empty. I spent it on my Pizzoni.
You're good for it.
Okay, I'm good for it.
Buzz, what's the lead today?
Today, the question, is Osama dead or alive?
No.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
That was very
professional.
Are you getting him online?
Dr. Capers? Hi, it's Rob. Can you go on the air with us one more time?
Well, you just blew it. You just said us.
Can you come on the air with Pete and Les right now?
In one more time.
Just need you for a second.
Listen, we'll just find out.
All right, hold on.
Get him on the air.
Yeah. He's ready.
Hey, Doc.
Yes.
Okay, now be honest with me, okay?
Yes.
No kidding.
Okay.
Those guys, you're on with Don and Mike now.
Don and Mike! Oh, bust my britches and cut up my credit card! It's the Don and Mike Show!
Those guys that just called you, they are losers, are they not?
Oh, well, Darth Vader and Yoda, what do you expect?
Should we just ask him?
Yeah, do it any way you want.
All right, did you know that was us? Yes
did
or
I
no?
Did I know that was you, too?
Did you know?
You mean that was you, too?
Come on, just give me a straight answer. Did you know it was us or not?
Well, I didn't know. You had me fooled.
Ah.
You owe me 20.
No, I don't. He's not telling the truth. He's telling the truth.
I didn't know it was you. But when I heard your name, Don and Mike, I said, my goodness gracious, and these people are talking about my best people on the radio, I had to stand up for you. I couldn't allow anyone to talk
negative about. Nobody knows what the final answer is here.
Too much duality.
This is Mr. Duality right here.
Captain Duality.
Did you or did you not know that that was us? Yes or no?
You just don't want to pay the $20.
All right, goodbye. Goodbye, Doc.
Okay, see you later.
See ya. Right, it's a push. I mean, it's
total push.
I thought
that was why, you know, when you wanted to make the bet, like, we're going to call Dr. Capers. You are incapable of getting a straight answer. And I mean, I emphasize straight answer.
Straight answer.
75-foot butterfly net.
He wouldn't. I would. You know what? We could spend an hour on the phone, like, grilling him. No, what is the real answer? And he would
never get it.
He did.
We'll be back with the news and the comments coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They love
Don and Mike.
We wore out that Pete Moss Les Humus thing.
You're not happy with that.
No, I'm happy with it.
Sure. You just don't think the listeners are, huh?
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the difference between the me of 10 years ago and the me of today.
Yes.
That today, well, good for you, the listeners. I actually kind of give a crap what you guys think now.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean Pete and Les are dead.
Right.
No. They'll make a comeback on the show.
Very good.
Good. Here now is their younger friend, Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Was Osama bin Laden killed by an American remote control missile last week?
No.
U.S. military personnel say they found forensic evidence that will answer that question. They're trying to identify a mystery man, a very tall man who stood in the middle of a group of Al-Qaeda officials as they were hit by an American missile last Monday.
The bombs are flying!
Buzz, how would we have Osama bin Laden's DNA to compare it to?
Glad you asked. It was supplied to us by his family. As a matter of fact.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because he's got like brothers who go to school here, right?
That's right. That's right. Now, U.S. officials are going to compare the DNA found in the rubble to that provided to us by his family. But in Washington, as you indicated, Don, two members of the Senate Intelligence Committee say they believe bin Laden is still alive. They just don't know exactly where he is. The first court date for the three men accused in the kidnapping of an American reporter has been pushed back a day. The three men accused of being part of the abduction of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl will face the court tomorrow instead of today because of paperwork problems. The trio was arrested last week for sending the emails that featured pictures of the reporter in captivity.
You ever find out that dude's dead or alive?
They believe that he's still alive, but we don't know for sure, much the same as bin Laden.
Tough part of the world to find out anything, I guess.
Amen to that. They say they got the pictures from a key suspect in the case, Islamic militant Omar Saeed. That's the man we're still trying to find. We find him, we find the reporter in all likelihood. Being dead could be hard on your health. Consider the case of a woman who awoke in New York over the weekend as she was being placed in a body bag at the medical examiner's office. Frances Foster was found Saturday on her bathroom floor. That's when the paramedics declared her dead. Turns out, she was still alive, but she'd had a stroke. She opened her eyes.
Did they find her on the fourth floor of the Union Station parking garage?
Oh, poor you.
With a hole drilled in her right side.
There you go.
She opened her eyes.
How you doing?
She opened her eyes as they were sliding her into the body bag. So they took her to the hospital where she remained in critical condition. Now officials say she's dead, really dead. Gone for sure this time. No longer with us. Expired.
No longer.
The aforementioned paramedics have been placed on desk duty pending the investigation. They've figured out the mystery illness that killed...
Oh, and incidentally, hold on, I got a... Here's the tape of when they were working on her.
Oh,
figuring out if she was dead or alive. Right. You're the paramedics right here.
Now, Charlie, how does it go?
I remember Joe. Righty, tighty, lefty, loosey.
No, still they don't know. Uh-oh. They're going to find out she's dead in a moment.
No.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Dead.
Knocking her teeth out.
Dead.
Now he's swung the hole. Now they figured out the mystery illness that killed a woman at a convention in New Jersey and made other people sick. It was contagious meningitis.
It wasn't room service?
No, it wasn't. Nor in Legionnaire's disease or anything else. Of the 500 other people at the mortgage company convention in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, 7 others got sick and 73 others went in for observation.
What was it again that killed her?
Contagious meningitis.
Lisa, you are on the air.
Health officials say the woman may have brought the disease to the meetings. She ultimately checked into a hospital with fever, headache, vomiting, and shortness of breath. Convention goers who came in close contact with the woman were given antibiotics.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. It's not just some airport security workers who are here illegally. It's also some of the pilots in Miami. 7 airline pilots and 2 ramp workers are charged with having fake immigration papers.
Wonderful.
Hello. Welcome to this flight from Miami to Los Angeles. This is your pilot, Mr. John Smith.
Hello.
Wait a minute.
Hello, I'm Harry Tasker.
Now, all of these pilots and the ramp workers are from Venezuela, and the charges have almost nothing to do with it. September 11th.
Hello, this is John Smith. Welcome to your flight. We would like to say hello to special first class customers, Pete Moss and Les Humid.
Very good. My co-pilot is Roger Cooper. He is also from Venezuela.
The pilots worked for American Eagle, Express.net, and Executive Jet Aviation.
Bueno.
The banker from Uruguay who disrupted a flight to Argentina last week may have been having a panic attack. A psychiatrist who was on that flight and who later treated Pablo Moreira, says the man had a mental breakdown, that he was in a state of shock, and that he didn't even know his name at
the
time.
And I think all psychiatrists know that when you're having a panic attack, the best way to deal with it is to give everybody else around you a panic attack.
Exactly.
Well, it worked for you.
His sister said he had been a little depressed lately. Moreira's accused of trying to break into the cockpit, and he was, as you recall, subdued by a co-pilot and some passengers.
Was that the guy who got it in the head of the axe?
Exactly. That's
right.
The same guy.
Love that.
Of the folks who brought
I love the fact that the co-pilot got him in the head of the axe.
But it was the butt end, right? Not the sharp end.
We all do. Yeah, the back end of the axe.
Too bad.
His head didn't split clean open.
I wanted to see a Lizzie Borden.
The folks who brought us the This Is Your Brain on Drugs commercials are now going after ecstasy. The Partnership for a Drug-Free America says the use of the drug is skyrocketing, and it hopes to turn around that trend.
I bet we won't see much of that where we're going tonight.
The group says ecstasy use is up 71% in the past 3 years, even while other drug use has dropped or at least leveled off.
Hey, man, it's a rave, okay? It's just a hang.
Just a hang. The group says X has been marketed as a low-risk, high-benefit drug when it's really not, when it's really a drug that can cause severe brain damage.
You're full of crap.
And the group says ecstasy is part speed and part LSD, and that some users can, therefore, get addicted to it.
So that means you can see the colors in a hurry.
Let me ask this man. Have you had any problems with ecstasy?
Uh-huh.
I didn't think so. Tom? Buzz?
Yes.
Buzz?
Uh-huh.
Hi. Hold on a second. Okay. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Come chisel on their nizzle. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, a dial recklessly. 877-365-3636. Call 100. All right, so listen.
Right.
We can deal with it. You didn't like Pete Les.
You've spoken in a very loud voice about Pete Moss and Les.
You know what?
We get the message.
So it was, a half hour of the show today?
Yeah.
BFD.
We apologize.
We think that we've come up with a better way to use the harmonizer.
Ah.
And we'll have to work on getting the voices down right.
Yeah, but it's basically going to be two guys that have had their voice boxes removed. You know, like the guy you'll see occasionally, you know, with the little machine that he puts up to his throat?
Yeah.
That's going to be that.
Tomorrow is going to be the debut of Cancer Corner.
Very good. Yes.
We're going to have to come up with the names, but we can...
Two men, two disc jockeys that continue to do their show, even though they've had their voice boxes removed.
Wow.
Call us and let us know what you think.
We think
really that's what you're looking for.
We think it's a way to utilize the harmonizer in a way that you, our listeners, will find
all I know is
more
one
acceptable
of,
than Pete and Les.
And, you know, I'm not proud of these ideas, but I will tell you this. All I know is one of the disc jockeys' names should be Smokey.
And I'm Joe Campbell.
And I'm Smokey something. I'll come up with the last name. Huh?
Smoky Papers.
Why do people treat us different? Why do they run away? Just because we talk with this device. Okay?
We'd like to take away the stigma of not having a voice box.
We look forward to it.
I think we're going to get instant feedback on that right away. I think there's probably people laughing already about that.
Oh, yeah. Okay? Listen, it's not the first time we've done a bit that sucks. And frankly, when we used to do Pete and Les...
Right.
As I recall, as I was telling Mike during the break, people would call us and tell us they didn't like what we did it before.
Yeah, it's not like this is anything new.
It's just our guilty pleasure.
But, you know, we have this new toy, and it's up to us to figure out ways to utilize it.
So that's it. Tomorrow, we'll debut the Cancer Corner.
We'll
write the names down.
With Joe Campbell, and I'm going to reserve the last name of Smokey. I want a better name. Smokey Summers or something like that. I want
What we'll do is the same setup. We'll just call people out of the news.
Right.
Why is it that we cannot be treated with the same dignity as those?
Yeah. Why do they turn their backs on us and run? We're not second-class citizens.
And we can actually light up during the show.
Sure.
Let me put in my hole.
Very good.
Welcome to Cancer Corner.
Yeah, and if anybody comes down on us, we'll say it's kind of an anti-smoking
thing. That's right.
Oh, yeah, right.
PSA.
Right. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Long back.
Put it in the public file.
And thank you.
Why is there a stigma? Light up.
They laugh at Domino's when I call to order. Hello. I'd like a pie with extra cheese, please.
This is Joseph Campbell.
And this is this is Smoky Nicotine.
It'll be better with a harmonizer, trust me, okay?
Sure.
So we had one tonight. It wasn't the funniest bit we've ever done.
Well, moment in time.
And imagine if you do get somebody like on one of our stories to call, and they believe it. Imagine how gingerly they'll tread.
Sure. Anyway, hi there, Buzz. Because what it says from John is, John sent me an instant message here. It says, you don't want to see the instant feedback.
Right.
I've never seen feedback like this in 3 years of working here.
Amen. Wow.
So, okay. All right, we got you.
Impressive. Yeah, man. Thank you, John.
And this comes from a loyal listener in Sterling, Virginia, Don and Mike. As with Madden and Summerall, the game has passed. Pete and Les Bond.
Well, you know what? We got calls like that. Yeah, many moons ago, yeah. Also.
Please be brave and let them rest in peace. The difference is this time we'll listen to you guys. Because we're going to go with the Cancer Corner on tomorrow's episode.
Excellent.
There you go.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don.
Actually, I might have a different name. What's your name going to be on the show?
Joseph Campbell.
And I don't know, this isn't even related. It just makes me laugh. I might be Jack Cassidy. And I know it has nothing to do with it. See? It works, doesn't it?
JC and JC Show.
Yeah.
I'm Joseph Campbell.
And I'm Jack Cassidy.
Perfect.
I'm Jack Cassidy. You know, I don't know.
I've smoked for 50 years.
And I've smoked for 53. three more years longer. Now I put it in the hole. I actually put my cigarette in my thigh.
Buzz, you just got to go to your kicker. We're running so late today.
Okay, thanks, Joe and Jack. Finally, the dress code at a high school in Hawaii was targeted for its ban on clothing that promotes Satanism. The school allows piercings, dyed hair, and since it is Hawaii, bare midriffs, but it banned gang-related clothing or any clothing that promotes alcohol, tobacco, profanity, or Satanism. Civil rights groups say Satanism's a religion and that to ban it is unconstitutional. That said, the school is now dropping its ban on pentagrams and the like. Quoting one 10th grader, if people are allowed to wear bracelets that say, what would Jesus do, then they should be allowed to say, what would Satan do?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
All right, that's it. Boy, we're running so late, we got to go.
Wow.
Please keep in mind, everybody, that tonight we're going to get wet as we pay off our homo bowling bet.
Better get there for our window.
Tonight at Club Wet on Half Street in D.C. We'll be there from 8 o'clock till 8:29.
Very good.
Tonight, the whole Wacky Gutterball crew will be there if you can't make it down.
And then, Don, after that, I just wanted to point out I can be found in bars all over the D.C. area.
I want you, if you can't make it down, understood. We will have a taped replay on tomorrow's show for you. Right now, we're at call number 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right, and what's your name, my friend?
This is Wayne from goddamn Salt Lake.
From goddamn Salt Lake City. Beautiful. You won the Super Troopers prize pack. Don't miss the movie Super Troopers, the hilarious new film about cops, crime, and killing time in theaters on February 15th. It's their highway. You're just driving on it. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Excellent.
Salt Lake City. Checking in today.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow's show already,
Don. Did you hate that Pete Moss and Les Schumann thing? Are you there?
Caller.
What was that?
Did you hate that thing we did with the harmonizer?
I loved it.
Oh.
I'm down with the harmonizer.
There you go.
All right, gotcha.
Yeah, we'll have more fun with it tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be better tomorrow with the Cancer Corner.
Yes, it will.
All right, that's it. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, Rob?
Can you? I can't.
No, you can't.
Hi, everyone at Union Station.
Throw it in the air like Sydney. Tyler Moore. You might just make
see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Can we meet again? This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.